Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now, and since I'm here in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, my hometown, we decided to do a special Champaign, Urbana DJ session.
There goes the last DJ.
Joining us once again is Mike Hale, a.k.a. Mike in the Morning from WHMS in Champaign. He is also general manager there, and I used to listen to him when I was growing up. Mike, it's great to have you back.
It's great to see you face-to-face.
This is the first time we've actually seen each other face-to-face.
It is.
I've heard your voice for so many years.
And I got so much response from your listeners my last appearance over Christmas.
Yes, which was fantastic. We got to play some Christmas oldies. Today we are focusing, though, on the summer, and let's get to the music right now. This first is Summertime by Billy Stewart.
A summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, don't you know, my darling? I said it right now, and the cotton is high. Like a, your land is rich.
And by the way, this is not the original version, right?
No, it is not. It was a remake. In fact, I can remember riding in the car with my dad when my dad heard this song in 1966. And he looked at me and he said, well, this is from Porgy and Bess. And I don't think that's the way the writers envisioned that song to be played on the radio.
But this is your all-time favorite summer song.
Absolutely. I mean, it is such a great song. And Billy Stewart was a guy who died way too early. He passed away in a car accident in 1970. But the great Art LeBeau, who is still a disc jockey in Southern California, I worked at KRLA in the engineering department and engineered some of his shows. And that's how I got exposed to Billy Stewart. And it's just the greatest summer song. Period.
Okay, but we have some others, and I want to get to another one. This is one that some people will recognize. It is That Sunday, That Summer by Nat King Cole.
If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender calling how we started, darling, it would be when you smiled at me that way, that Sunday, that summer.
I can't hear Nat King Cole without hearing Christmas, but
right.
But this is a summer song.
You know, Nat King Cole, I think, was very much ahead of his time. This is a guy who really understood his audience and worked tirelessly as he put albums together, understanding exactly what his audience wanted, but at the same time, make it mass appeal. The guy was incredible.
What do you mean he understood his audience?
He was very good about interacting with his audience. If he was in a store somewhere after a concert, you know, he'd always ask people, well, so what's your favorite song on the album? And, you know, he was always thinking about, okay, what's my next project going to be?
Well, our next song here is one that is known to everyone, really, Summer in the City by Love and Spoonful.
Summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match.
And this is still kind of an anthem of the summer, even though it is from August 1966.
Yes, 66. Same year that Billy Stewart had Summertime. And, you know, the great thing about summer songs is they're just great. There's no hidden meanings to most of the summer songs. In fact, most of the summer songs were probably written in 15 or 20 minutes.
And could have been written in the winter. You never
Absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely.
But this hit the Billboard Hot 100 back in August of 66. Do you remember when you first heard it?
Yeah, I heard it on KXOK in St. Louis. And I heard Nick Charles play it. And it was just a cool cat looking for a kitty. I mean, what kind of lyric is that? A great lyric?
That is a great lyric.
Especially if you're 14 years old like I was. That was a great lyric.
You're a cool cat looking for a kitty.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, another one you wanted us to hear is In the Summertime by Mungo Jerry.
Sailing in the sea, we're always happy. Life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
What a great summer song that is, and it really makes you feel warm, actually. It makes you feel like if you were to listen to it in December, you might think you were on the beach.
Absolutely, and this turned out to be the biggest selling single song in the world in the year 1970. It sold close to 7 million copies.
Why? What was it about that song?
And I don't know. It was top three on the Billboard Hot 100, but it was number one in Europe. It was number one in Australia. It was number one everywhere.
And we read that the lead singer, Ray Dorsett, is now 68, has six children, lives with his third wife in the UK, and said he wrote the song in 10 minutes.
Yeah, in fact, he wrote it when he was on break from working at the Timex factory or something like that while he was at work with his regular paying job.
Well, we have time for one more, and you really can't do a list of summer songs without the Beach Boys. Let's listen. Here's All Summer Long.
T-shirts, cut-offs, and a pair of thongs.
It's not the most recognizable Beach Boys song, by the way.
No, it's not. First of all, it was recorded in 64. It was the B-side to Do You Wanna Dance. Mm. It really rose in popularity when the Beach Boys came out with their double album in 72, 73, the Endless Summer album. And it was just one of those songs that a lot of people were not familiar with and got a lot of radio airplay when Endless Summer came out, because Endless Summer was a gigantic album, which was none other than the Beach Boys taking just all of their summer songs and beach songs and putting them on a double album.
Now, it is such a treat for me to be sitting here with you, who I used to listen to all the time, listening to these songs and other songs. You listen to these songs from decades ago all the time. You spin them on the radio. Mm-hmm. Do they ever get old?
No, they don't.
Why?
And, you know, there's a magic about them. And there's a magic, I got to tell you, I love all music. There's a magic about listening to Bruno Mars today. There's a magic of listening to Bob Cuban and the Inmen from 1965. There's so many great memories attached to every song.
The one that I used to call up and request, by the way, on your old station all the time was Old Time Rock and Roll. Of course, not a summer song, but a great song.
You know, the amazing thing about Old Time Rock and Roll, it's been played a jillion times on radio. It wasn't even a top 20 song when it came out.
Really?
It was just an album cut. I think the highest position it got on Billboard in 79 was 27 or 28.
You know, the other one that used to actually, I didn't like it when I was a kid and now I love it, is Brandy.
Oh.
Which you used to play all the time.
Love that song. Summer of 72, and I remember the first time I heard that song. Epic Record promotional rep brought it into the radio station. I was at KWOW in Pomona, California, and the rep brought it in. We listened to it, and it blew me away. I thought they were going to have a lot of hits, but really that was their only hit.
Well, let's go out on that one. Mike Hale, a.k.a. Mike in the Morning here in Champaign, Illinois. He's with WHMS. Mike, thank you so much again.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Love that song. And we've got a list of all the songs at hereandnow.org. And check out our Spotify playlist on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service in Urbana, Illinois. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in sweltering Boston. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.